Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Yeah, shout outs to Rocket. And shout outs to you for listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158. On a smart speaker. Shout out to everybody at work. People going home. People at home. People going to work. People actively working. I wish you nothing but the best wherever you are. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And it's been a busy day. It will continue to be a busy day. First of all, if you missed it last hour, thank you oh so much. Hip-hop legend Jadakiss, he came through and joined us. He is a massive sports fan from Westchester County, New York, Yonkers, New York specifically. If you missed that conversation with Jadakiss, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Later on in the show, knowing that I was in North Carolina State, thank you once again to Miss Mindy. Thank you once again to Catherine. I want to share with you a conversation that I had with Special Olympics athlete Brian Henry. We'll do that later on in the show. Absolutely phenomenal. It's been a busy day. We have NFL owners who hate each other. Looks like Daniel Snyder, it's not soon. It's going to take some time, maybe, possibly. But it seems like the deck is being stacked against Daniel Snyder to have him removed as owner of the Washington Commanders. We actually had an NFL owner, I'll tell you who it is, Jim Irsay. He spoke out publicly, says that there actually might be some room and reason to get him the hell up out the NFL. It's a rarity when you have one owner speak up against another one, but it took place. Wow. Obviously, the NBA is back. Currently, the second game of the night is going on right now, this very moment, this very second. The Golden State Warriors just got their rings. They're hosting the Los Angeles Lakers 22-17. No big deals. This is rather non-eventful. If you were looking for Draymond Green to punch Poole, or Poole to punch Draymond, or Draymond to be booed into high hell, it seemed that most of the sound was drowned out. It's like the Golden State Warriors wanted to make this a non-event, and that's why Draymond Green was not suspended. Also, for the Los Angeles Lakers, if you were wondering, Russell Westbrook, he's starting tonight. He's in the starting lineup with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, who, yes, he's healthy, and then his best friend, who Shep pointed out, is Patrick Beverley. In the first NBA game of the night, the Boston Celtics, the team that went to the NBA Finals representing the Eastern Conference, they decided to go out there and beat the 76ers at home, 126-117. Both Brown and Tatum scored 35 points. On the Major League Baseball side, congratulations to the New York Yankees. They were able to beat the Cleveland Guardians in the divisional series 5-1. The Yankees move on to the championship series. They start off against the Houston Astros tomorrow. A little bit of a vengeance series. A lot of bad blood between the Astros and those New York Yankees. And a matter of fact, speaking of that bad blood, Aaron Judge, he was very straightforward in letting everybody know, yeah, we are looking forward to taking on these Astros. This is what Aaron Judge told the Yes Network.
We're looking forward to it. You know, it's they got a great ball club over there, you know, great all-around team. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a fun series. You know, we played them quite a few times in the postseason, and we're looking forward to getting back there.
And they whooped that ass. And they cheated. And a lot of people don't care. And a lot of it is yesterday's news. So if the Yankees want to actually make a statement, beat them clean this time. What are you going to say if the Astros wax you? What are you going to say then? Was Brian Cashman going to be upset then? No, you can't. Take your lumps and keep it moving. It's not easy winning a championship. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And that's, by the way, what a lot of teams are doing right now is the Los Angeles Lakers have been able to claw back into this game against Golden State, albeit early, tied at 22-all. And by the way, much love to the Phillies. They beat the Padres. A home run by Schwarber. A home run by Harper. And so the Phillies, a team that nobody ever talked about all season unless it was firing Joe Girardi, the Phillies, they are just getting closer to the World Series. Still got a lot to do, but congratulations to them to being in this spot. And so as we start off the NBA season, it's a beautiful thing. I would say as the overall, the Golden State Warriors are your favorite to go out and repeat. After that, it's ridiculously wide open. Anybody can pop up, and whether it's injuries or personalities, I think the NBA is more wide open than it's been in a long time. I told you Golden State probably the favorite. What about the team that went last year representing the East? What about the Celtics? They have a coach turnover or a coach who was involved in too many turnovers, and now they got to start from scratch. Jason Tatum, despite everything going on, he believes the Celtics are in a good place.
With the group that we've had, you know, I love the way we played in those four preseason games. I love the way we practiced. I think everybody's gelling well together. You know, the way the feel that we have out there feels good.
It feels good. Like Tony said, it feels good. And it should, except for the Boston Celtics are dealing with some injuries. They bring in Danilo Gallinari, and his knee is blown. We don't know when he's returning. They have Blake Griffin in. He's a nice fill-in-the-blank guy. You have Williams, the big man. He is always hurt. Health goes a very long way. Ask the Brooklyn Nets. Now, they've been dealing with more than health issues over the past several seasons, personality issues and coaching issues and players who want to be traded. They are in turn to this season. They got a lot of talent. And then they got Ben Simmons. I don't know what you call him. An all-star talent that can't shoot a basketball. I digress. They also got a bunch of young guys that they would want and expect to step up. Nick Claxton. Big man, no hair anymore. You expect him to step up. De'Ron Sharp. They got a bunch of young dudes. And so the leader of, well, hey, Shep, what do I call Kevin Durant? Not the leader.
You said leader. I was like, what are you talking about?
I can't call him the leader. What do we call him?
He's the most talented player he's ever been on every single team.
Yeah, the best guy. One of the best NBA players ever. Who's on the Brooklyn Nets. But it's not a leader. It's Kevin Durant. And he spoke on his own platform. Good way to lead. He was on the boardroom. And he talked about the Nets and how the young guys need to step up. And just listen to this.
You look up and you know, time has flown this fast, you know, and you see you're the oldest on the team. And in most locker rooms, you would be the oldest guy. So, you know, but I feel good, man. I feel energized. I think having a young energy on our team is helping me get more and more excited about our season as I come in here every day. So, yeah, man, it's a good place to be right now.
Oh, yeah, it is. While people are coming to work. Steve Nash already told us, listen, Ben Simmons, don't expect a lot from him. It's going to take some time. Kyrie Irving, oh, he's going to show up to work, but he wants to get paid. He wants his money. Injuries is definitely a part of it. Ask the Milwaukee Bucks. What would the Bucks season have looked like last year if Chris Middleton was healthy? And, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, we can play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game, and you can only beat who is in front of you. But it's not like it was easy. The Bucks, big, aggressive, strong team led by who else? Giannis Antetokounmpo, a giant bully of a guard in Drew Holiday. They have everybody's favorite dirty player in Grayson Allen. And Chris Middleton, yeah, he's still not back, hopefully sooner than later. Despite all of this, Giannis, knowing it's the same guys on the squad, he thinks they got a leg up on everybody else.
I love playing with people that I have played before, and I know where they want, where they need the ball, how they operate, what kind of people they are. You know, it's, I think in the NBA, some years you always build like new relationship, you know, and once you're in the like peak of that relationship and you figure out how to play with that guy, maybe he moves to a different team. It's good to have the same people around. I think we are a team of full of great human beings, great players. I've been with Chris 10 years now, with Drew 3 years, PC, Brooke 5 years, Bobby 3 years. So it's just nice to have the same people around, people that, you know, I've won a championship with. And we, you know, we're trying to work harder and get better to win another one.
Oh, wow. It's nice when people show up to work, right, Giannis? People who you can count on and depend on, right? The East is going to be fun. I mean, we didn't even mention the Sixers. You got James Harden. They just lost, by the way, to the Celtics tonight. James Harden lost weight. I guess he wants his money. He wants to be paid. James Harden, he spoke to Sixers.com, and he says, listen, we're in a great spot to potentially win a title.
We had to sit down and talked about the things that we were missing, the things that we needed to be able to give ourselves a legitimate chance of competing for a title. And, you know, everything happened so fast last year. But this year, this summer, was an opportunity for us to fill every missing piece that we felt like we were missing. And I think this summer we did that.
Oh, James Harden, he's so charitable. So hospitable, saying, hey, I'll take a little less money so we can go out and compete for a championship. So nice of James Harden. He was also nice enough to lose weight and actually show up in great condition for his job. No, but it was his hamstring. I guess every past offseason was his hamstring. It wasn't the strip clubs and the alcohol. It was just his hammies. Anyway, the East is packed. Who knows what the Heat do? I mean, we have no idea. None. What about the West? There's always so much emphasis around the Lakers, and not for great reasons. West is a little bit easier. Who are some of the top teams in the West? Are you really expecting the Minnesota Timberwolves to make some type of massive jump? Win a few more games, but ain't nobody going to find them to be a massive threat. What about the Nuggets? Nikola Jokic, he'd have to average 40-20 to win another MVP. Jamal Murray will be back. Michael Porter Jr., you hope he will be back. The Denver Nuggets gave him a maximum contract extension. They expect him to go out there and be healthy. The team is deep. The emergence of Bones Highland. You got Bruce Brown on the second unit. Jeff Green, somehow, some way, is still a serviceable NBA player. And so Jokic, he talked about just their depth and how you could split the team in half and you would still have a ridiculously competitive matchup.
Yeah, second unit keeps upsetting the starting unit in scrimmages. How come? Bruce told us that. Malone told us that.
I'm going to tell you right now. This is maybe the worst question you asked me in 7 years.
Real?
How they beat us? Because they beat us. I mean, how they... You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Nikola Jokic, man of a lot of wisdom. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. They're deep. Jokic, at least in the playoffs, he's used to losing. Primarily to this team. The Golden State Warriors currently taking on the Lakers. Steve Kerr recently said, knowing that everything that's going on, the vibe around the team is good.
The season opener is always one of the most special games of the year, but especially when it's ring night. So I think the guys are really excited for tomorrow. We had a pretty light practice today. No shoot around tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have plenty of energy and we'll be ready to go.
Yep. They received their rings without a hitch. Meanwhile, they're playing against a team and a guy. About four of them himself. He's looking for another one. Before the season ends, he is looking to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most points ever. It's LeBron James. It's the Lakers. This is LeBron talking about what the Lakers need to do to have a successful year.
Defensively, we've been making teams take tough shots. We've done a decent job of rebounding and offensively play with a lot of pace and move the ball a lot. So that's very key.
I wish, and I know why he didn't. It's all political reasons. But I wish we got the real answer from LeBron James. How do we have a successful season? By moving on somehow, some way, from Russell Westbrook. And it's not going to happen. Maybe the Lakers surprise us this year. Maybe their quote-unquote big three stays healthy and they're competitive. It'd be nice to see. I'm not banking on it. This year, it's the Golden State Warriors and everybody else. How do you even slot anybody in behind them? Are you going with a team like the Milwaukee Bucks? Giannis says it's the continuity. Are you taking a look at the Brooklyn Nets? Can you trust some of the Brooklyn Nets not named Kevin Durant? I'm pointing at you, Ben Simmons. I'm pointing at you, Kyrie Irving. There's no magic formula for who will stay healthy in and who will go down and how that will affect the entire season. But who do I think has the next best chance right behind the Golden State Warriors? Sounds a little crazy. And it depends on what happens with this injured guy. But I would say the Bucks, because of their size. Let's see what they can do throughout the course of the season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The NBA is back. The Warriors are currently in action. Likely the favorite to go out there and win the championship again. Who has the next best chance? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say Milwaukee. What say you? I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NBA season is underway. The Boston Celtics, they handled business to start things off against the 76ers. And right now in the second quarter, we have a close contest between the Los Angeles Lakers, who happen to be in San Francisco right now, taking on the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors got their rings, ring ceremony, Adam Silver on hand prior to the game. No issues, no problems. Lots of loud music. I think they wanted to get ahead of any potential boos. I'm sure that maybe there were some. I didn't hear any. Sure, it's a little difficult for me to do while I'm sitting in a studio, but I think all things considered, this was a tempered reaction. And I'm referring to the Draymond Green pool situation. Before the game, Steve Kerr, matter of fact, a couple of days ago, this is what he had to say about Draymond finally returning to the squad.
We feel like we have a great feel for our team. You know, we've got a lot of continuity on this team. So Bob and I know our players extremely well. And we feel like this is the best way, after assessing everything, for us to move forward. It's never easy. No matter what decision you make in a situation like this, it's not going to be perfect. This is the biggest crisis that we've ever had since I've been coach here. It's really serious stuff. We're not perfect. You know, our team isn't perfect. Bob and I have definitely made our share of mistakes over the years, but we're going to lean on the experience that we have together, you know, over the last 9 years, and trust that this is the best decision for our team.
Okay. Well, so far so good. One game down, and I think the most important thing for the Golden State Warriors is that most teams really comes down to health. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get to more of your calls. And then I want to give a deeper dive into the scenario where Daniel Snyder exits the NFL, just as the owner of the Commanders. There's another NFL owner who actually spoke up and said that, yeah, I think there might be some legitimacy. There might be some legitimate reasons for Daniel Snyder to get the boot. We'll do that. But let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. We got PJ calling from Sacramento. You are on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I am absolutely amazing, PJ. What's up?
Yeah, good. Yeah, speaking about work, I'm a Domino's delivery driver, so I'm out here handing out pizzas.
Oh, well, thank you, PJ. Hey, you got like a free code for pizza? I think I've asked you this before.
Yeah, I can hook you up after the call.
Oh, okay. Note taken. So thank you, PJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what do you think about the Minnesota Vikings this season? You think they're going to get over the hump and reach the Super Bowl?
Well, wow, that's a big getting over the hump. Vikings and Super Bowl, it doesn't necessarily go together. Look, I was at the facility a few months ago when they were in like early training camp. I was in Minneapolis, and so I'm a little bit partial to Coach O'Connell because he, his staff, they were very kind to me. But when I look at the Minnesota Vikings at 5-1, I think it's a beautiful thing that they can celebrate it, but I don't want to say we've seen this before. I've seen the Vikings look good and they fall flat.
Right.
I don't expect anything different this go around. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just praying. Hopefully at least the playoffs.
Yes. I think, well, it's still the Vikings. So, but I do believe that they'll make the playoffs. I think it's a legitimate concern of most fans in the NFC North to say, well, when is Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, when are they going to wake up? When are they going to run over everybody else? Because that's always the opportunity that exists.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you, PJ.
Thank you. You guys have a good evening.
You as well. Thank you, PJ, for calling from Sacramento. Yeah, it's like one day Aaron Rodgers is going to wake up. He's not going to be there in Green Bay. But while he is a member of the Green Bay Packers, he is going to just walk right over everybody else. The Bears know it. The Lions know it. And even the Vikings know it. Doesn't matter what the record looks like. 855-212-4CBS. Dawson is here from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dawson?
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going very well. What's up?
Good. So I just wanted to talk to you about, you know, the possibility of the Bills and the Eagles getting into the Super Bowl. Now, I think the Bills' strength of schedule is definitely stronger so far than the Eagles. I first just want to get your thoughts on, should the Eagles be a 6-0 team right now?
Should they be a 6-0 team? I mean, you are who you beat. Should they be? Yes, they should be. What are you trying to take away from me? They have one of the best offenses. They have one of the best defenses. What am I missing?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I think the only decent teams that they've beat so far are the Cardinals and the Cowboys. You know, as far as the Bills, I think they've beaten the, you know, the Ravens and, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs this past week.
We just talked about the Minnesota Vikings, and I said you never know what you're going to get with them. They are 5-1 right now. They beat them. So what are we supposed to do, just pick and choose what teams we want to apply our victories towards?
Yeah, so do you think the Eagles will be like a undefeated team going to the Super Bowl?
No. No, Dawson. No, I don't think they're there. I think most teams, if they end up being undefeated, and let's also keep in mind we got 17 games for a season now. I don't think it's the Eagles go undefeated all the way to the Super Bowl. I mean, we could think about the Super Bowl. I have no idea what I will eat for breakfast in the morning. I'm not going to go as far to think the Eagles are going to run the table completely to the Super Bowl. That's pretty far there. Pretty far. Dugan is calling from Boise. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dugan?
Yes, sir. You got me, bud?
I got you. We got you. We got everybody. What's up?
Hey, no, I appreciate you guys. Love the show.
Nice.
Just wanted to piggyback on what you said on the Draymond Green stuff. You bet. Gets swept under the rug. He doesn't have a criminal record, but in the NBA, against other NBA players, he is a criminal. The kicks
Damn.
To the nuts, the chops to the throats. Dirty dog. And he tries to talk the high moral standard, but that's not what shows up. So I get it. He's an overachiever when he plays. But man, what a wild card. Just the deuce is wild, really. And I'll shut up.
No, thank you, Dugan, for calling from Boise. You have no idea what you're going to get from Draymond Green. Let's keep this in mind. Draymond Green was and still is an active NBA player. This man was playing in the NBA Finals, and he was stinking the joint up, and he still took time after every game to pretty much launch a podcast episode. In what world are they doing that at? I get it. There aren't too many generations or eras where you could have, but this is what Draymond Green is doing. Isn't all that player, especially at his stature, who's doing that right now? What are we supposed to do? The Golden State Warriors, after they play the Lakers tonight, is Draymond supposed to give us a vlog? Is he supposed to go live and do a show? He'd be doing a hell of a lot if that were going to be the case. But he is a wild card. And let's be real. Andrew Wiggins got his extension. Jordan Poole got his extension. Draymond Green, he's probably going to have to opt in to his contract, because the thought or the idea that someone on another team is going to pay him, I don't know, $30 million? Nope. Ain't happening. He better cast them checks with the Warriors. He better show up to the games in his money green suit, and he needs to be happy that he can still compete for a championship standing next to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of someone who needs to be appreciative of what they have, it's Daniel Snyder. We know he's not appreciative. And hopefully he might have the team ripped out of his hands. I'll explain on the other side of the break, because it seems that we have owner on owner verbal violence getting ready to happen.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Golden State Warriors are doing that Golden State Warriors thing here in their first game of the season. About 2 minutes out of the, or 2 minutes out of halftime, Golden State Warriors just went on one of those runs. 53-39, they lead the Los Angeles Lakers. Do the Lakers have the shooting to keep up with the Golden State Warriors? I think the answer, as we know, is probably not. And so we'll see what happens in this first game of the season. And as we all know, it's only one game. 81 more after this for every single NBA team. Are we going to have NBA players running around playing 82 games? No. A lot of these guys take vacations. They take days off. But the game that did take place and did conclude earlier on, the Boston Celtics at home to open up their season, they beat the 76ers 126-117. Tatum and Brown, they each had 35 points apiece. And Jaylen Brown, he says, as far as just the win, it's just one game. Listen.
It's just one game. We got 81 more to go, so you can't get too high, too low. You know, we both kind of understand that. So we both can play a lot better. I feel like I could play a lot better. I don't think I played a great game. We look at the film, you work at it, get ready for the next opponent.
It must be nice to score 35 points in a game and say, I can do so much better. He probably can't. I'd take 35 points in any game. I'd be walking off the court like I owned it. Anyway, outside of the game, outside of the lines, Jaylen Brown and the Celtics did an excellent job honoring Bill Russell prior to the game. We know he passed away a few months ago. They had a poet come through, and the poet was actually pretty amazing. And then Brown spoke as well. He spoke after the game, and he said this was very important just because it honored Bill Russell. Listen.
You and Jason have had big nights together before. Was there anything different about how you guys did it tonight versus in the past?
I would say so, yeah, especially playing in the light of Bill Russell, you know, starting the season off, you know, the memorial ceremony before the game. It was just, you know, unique and special. I'm happy that we both came out and performed and we got the win. But it feels a little bit better knowing what we were playing. And who are we playing for?
Yeah, number six, being grandfathered out. The patch of number six on jerseys all across the NBA in honor of Bill Russell. I'm going to take your phone calls. When we get to the top of the hour, I'm going to have a great time here, because we'll have an opportunity to really look at Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders. He might be on his way out. Maybe. Just maybe. And there's another NFL owner who had no problem earlier today letting everybody know that, yeah, maybe, just maybe, he shouldn't be here. It's Jim Irsay of the Colts. We'll explain. Let's get to your phone calls first. 855-212-4CBS. Ryu, calling from Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryu?
Hey, JR, how you doing? I'm Ryu. I'm calling from Green Bay. I'm excited to be on the show, man.
Thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to get your opinion on whether or not Green Bay is going to make it to the Super Bowl. One thing they need to do is for sure run the ball more, but I want to hear your opinion.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryu, for calling from Green Bay. I don't have no reason to think that the Packers are going to go to the Super Bowl for what? What are they doing? I've been expecting them to go to the Super Bowl for the past, I don't know, at least one more time over the past 10 years. It's like they're allergic. It's like Aaron Rodgers goes to the playoffs and he kind of tightens up even more. He is less risk-averse than he is in the course of the regular season. He is great because he doesn't turn the football over. He's deadly accurate. In points and times, not the same era, he can move around with the best of them. And he's great. Now he's getting older. He doesn't have anybody to give the ball to. The defense isn't as dominant as it was last year. And for this moment, the Green Bay Packers have a record of 3-3. What about 3-3 screams out Super Bowl? Nothing. Unless they're going to run a draft, a supplemental draft during the course of the year where people can just snatch up the greatest player on other teams and throw them on the Packers, I don't see Packers in Super Bowl in the same sentence right now. Not at all. Sorry about that. Sycamore's calling from Illinois. Sycamore, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good evening. I'd like to see them discontinue field goals in football. That would make more passing, more strategy, more running. And if a game goes to down to 2 minutes and they're tied 21 each, somebody right. gets a field goal at 50 yards and they can't even make it halfway across the field, they don't deserve to win.
Do you want to really push?
A lot more planning going into games and more excitement.
More excitement. Okay. Okay. I don't know how much more excitement. Well, what are we going to do? I mean, I've seen some exciting games. I've seen some crap ones. I think most fans know what game not to go to, know what team not to watch if you want to be entertained. And so why do we want to go ahead and just speed things up? That's a major issue in and of itself. Let's not speed things up. Let's kind of keep it at a decent pace. Sheesh. Justin is calling from Myrtle Beach. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Also, just wanted to go back to Ryu. If Aaron Rodgers can throw Hadoukens like Ryu could in Street Fighter, this season would be completely different.
That's cute.
However, I want to talk about Houston Texans.
Oh, no.
My whole family's from, like, Sugarland area. We're not good. I know we're not good.
Yes.
However, we have so many young draft picks coming up in the next 2 years. Do you see it in the foreseeable future that our salary cap will be very low because of rookie contracts and stars like Damian Pierce right now? And I'm not saying Davis Mills is our guy to go to, but I feel like there's a foreseeable future with him in the next 3 years if we back up our defense, find some nice pieces in the first two rounds, that we might have a chance to win the AFC South again.
Man, it's a real simple answer. If you're asking me about long-term, the response is yes. You know, I mean, and when I say yes, nobody stays in the toilet forever. I know Easterby is now gone from the team.
That's a benefit, yes.
Yeah, I know that whatever nonsense that he was trying to peddle inside the organization coming from the New England Patriots ethos, that's done, that's dead. And that's gone. It takes time, man. It really does. Yeah. If you want to look at the quarterback position and go, man, look at what we have. Look at what we don't have. Look at who's here. Look at who's not here. Well, nobody can predict the future. Like
Pierce is a pretty good piece, though, that we found late. And possibly, maybe we can get back Rick Smith as our GM. I know he left previously because his wife had cancer. And when he wanted back, Cal and Easterby did not want him. So
here's a difficult thing. I give you an example. The New York Giants thought that they were in a decent position with someone like Eli Manning to continue to compete. They draft a running back. They bring in Saquon Barkley. They draft him higher than anyone would have thought. And maybe the math doesn't add up to the same equation. When it comes time to actually be good, I'm sure, yeah, they'll have cap space. But the fact is, are you going to want to pay a running back who most teams find replaceable big bucks, knowing that he's going to eat up a certain portion of the salaries that you have to dish out to everybody? And so I think it's cool that you're thinking that far ahead, and I agree with you. Davis Mills is Davis Mills. Is he going to be the guy? Probably not. Can he be good? Can he be okay? Yeah. And that might be the ceiling. And so it's tough. People cycle through quarterbacks looking for the right one. Look at Miami right now. They thought they had their guy. Played out of his mind. His head bounced off the turf. It's Tua Tagovailoa. I mean,
have four first-round picks in the next 2 years. And
so
our cap's going to be super low.
What is that?
We can sign some veteran contracts, right?
That doesn't mean a damn thing. If you want to have the highest chance of winning consistently, and forget going to the playoffs, forget winning a Super Bowl, your best chance is to have a QB you can rely on, okay? Top of the heat. Nobody has a cross thought in their brain about Patrick Mahomes or Allen. We know what those guys are capable of doing. You can have all the draft picks in the world. If you can't find a QB, you are going to have a tough time just in upward mobility. Do I need to go through names? Do I? Ask the Browns. Ask the Lions. We have a team going through it right now. You could definitely ask the Bears. I didn't want to pile on. We got a team going through it. Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger is gone. They better hope it's Kenny Pickett. Otherwise, they enter into the same purgatory that a lot of NFL teams end up in. You don't have a QB? Good luck. Now, Trent Dofer isn't walking out of the sewer to help your team with Ray Lewis on the other side of the ball. Good luck. It's not easy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Daniel Snyder, could he really be exiting as owner of the Commanders? I'll explain when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.